Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Now, I like to ask the tough questions on my radio show. I go into deep areas that other broadcasters are afraid to delve into, which is why today I decided to ask my listeners which celebrity they've met in the toilet.
Hello, Sammy.
Hello,
I met Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Whoa, what? Is that him texting you right now? Do not talk about me on the radio. I know people.
That's it. No, I was at a restaurant in Los Angeles in the 90s and went to the bathroom, standing at the urinal, and I looked to my side and, he was a bit shorter than I expected.
Hey, Peter, I reckon we should narrow this conversation down now for the next 45 minutes to which celebrities have you met in a bathroom? That seems to be a specific goldfield.
That's right.
Did you say anything to him?
Yeah, I just said, hello.
What did he say?
That's it, because you don't really talk to men in a bathroom. he just nodded. It smiled, but because I was like, sort of looked a bit shocked.
Look, I'm sorry, if you're Arnold Schwarzenegger and you choose to use a public urinal rather than the private cubicle, you know what you're doing.
Well,
you're expecting some attention.
That's right. It was it was an interesting day because I was in that restaurant and sitting down, and this guy burst through a door, ran straight through the restaurant, out through the other door. Mm-hmm. And about 1 minute later, two cops burst through the same door. Someone was being chased through that restaurant. So,
Peter, just an average night in LA then.
That's right.
Have a good one, Peter. We've spoken. Semi-regular caller, shall I call you?
No, this is a first-time caller to your show. I think the last time I called ABC was about 10 years ago.
Well, hey, welcome back. Good to have your company. First-time caller. Have a great one, Peter.
You're a legend.
I was lucky enough to be at the Cannes Film Festival 1 year, and we were at a hotel, so the Hotel du Cap, and I went down to the bathroom while this party was going on, and who should walk in but Jennifer Aniston, which was all terribly exciting.
What?
I know. So then I'm chatting away to Jennifer because we were waiting to go into the actual bathroom.
So then I'm chatting away to who made the first, like, was she trying to kid to herself or did you get in?
Not at all. She's like just super normal and friendly, and she was all like, oh, hey, how's it going? I'm just like, oh, fine, I'm talking to Jennifer Aniston, oh my God.
Almost like a friend, Alison.
Well, one might say.
And so what happened?
So then Uma Thurman walks in.
You're making it up now.
I'm not making it up, I promise.
Yeah?
And I'm quite tall, so and so is Uma. So and Jennifer is tiny, like just a miniature person. Anyway, and so she takes one look at both of us and goes, oh, my God, you guys are just like Amazon women. Right, okay, stand back to back. I want to see who's tallest. Because Uma was like, I'm taller, definitely. And I was like, no, I'm taller.
Who was taller, Alison? You or Uma Thurman?
We were the same exact height.
And then did you all like swap numbers and go out for drinks after that?
Well, we were all at this party, so we were just like hanging out and chatting. it was really, really cool. But unfortunately I did drink a little bit too much champagne, so I don't remember everything that happened after that.
Does that mean you're possibly making the whole thing up, Alison?
I'm definitely not making it up, I swear to God.
I believe you, and it's made my day. I asked for celebrity toilet encounters. You delivered wonderfully. Thank you, Alison.
Thank you. And, Sammy, I've never had my first-time caller jingle, even though I'm now a semi-regular
You
caller.
Are a semi-regular. Well, okay, I'll give you one in retrospect, okay, just because. Just because
Thank
you're
you.
The same height as Uma Thurman. Whoops, hang on, that's not the one. Here we go.
Oh, that'll do, though. First-time
caller. Megan Hustwaite, sports journalist. Have you ever met a celebrity in a toilet?
Good morning, Sammy. I have. I met the iconic Kathy Freeman in the toilets at the MCG during a cricket match, and she told me at the basin, I love your dress. And I had to sort of stop myself from saying, I love you.
Jared's in Narre Warren South. Good morning, Jared. Is this a celebrity encounter?
It is, Sammy.
Who'd you meet?
Yeah, it's a number of years ago now that I met the late John Clarke. I'd seen him around once before at an auction viewing for military history books once, which was interesting that we shared that interest as well. But I actually saw him at the what some might consider to be the ultimate toilet.
Yes.
The Werribee Treatment Farm.
What were you both doing there?
Bird watching.
Lovely, of course.
Yeah, because it's one of the world's best spots for birds. And I'd seen him driving around during the day while we're out there. And then at the end of the day, on the road leading from it, I stopped to have a look at a bird which was up in a tree. And he pulled up alongside me. And yeah, we had a bit of a chat about the bird. And
although, Jared, from my experience and many others, I understand a bit of a chat with John Clarke would often become a wonderful two-hour conversation.
Ah, well, sadly, it was at the end of the day, and he had to get to a party that evening. His wife had been sitting in the car all day. She's not that keen, I think.
Kathy is in Melbourne. Kathy, have you shared a toilet with a celebrity?
Well, actually, it was a whole team. I played for New Zealand at Asian Games here in Melbourne, mm-hmm. and we had presentation matches all around Victoria, and we went with Japan down to Warrnambool. And in those days, you had to pay for toilets, and I was in the toilet with all the Japanese team, and, of course, they had no idea what to do. I think it was a cent or 10 cents, and so I paid for the whole team to go to the toilet. I was very proud of that.
Oh, good on you. Generous, Kathy.
Well, very generous, because they weren't generous to us on the court. They were the best in the world, and we were the worst, being New Zealand. Well, so we got 1 point out of them, I think. So, really, that's all I did that was generous.
Well, bless you, Kathy. I'm sure they nonetheless appreciated it, just as much as I appreciate Dan Ziffer, business reporter for the ABC. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Sammy. Good morning, everyone.
You ever met a celebrity in a toilet?
I was at a committee hearing in Parliament House, and he just walked out. It was the boss of the Commonwealth Bank, Matt Common, and I went to shake his hand. Yeah, I knew Matt, and we shook hands, but his hand was wet because he'd just washed it because he's brought up well. And then we both had that awkward kind of like, I know it's wet for a reason, we didn't mention it. We just kind of like, and then we just moved on. But I regretted it immediately.